Well, it just seems the right time, I think, for me to step down at this particular juncture. And having, I guess, been in public office now for 15 years, I never really set out to be a career politician. So this just seemed the right time. It's been a great honour and privilege, obviously, I think, to serve the people of the Isle of Man and Rushen in particular as their constituents for 10 years. But this just seems about the right time to make that step down.
Has it been an easy decision to make? Were you umming and ahhing, thinking you might seek re-election?
No, not no. Hasn't been an easy one. I thought about long and hard, because of course when you are seeking re-election, whether it be an MHK, MLC, or in this case President of Tynwald, you're committing for another 5 years, and you've really got to do some soul searching, I think, before coming to that decision. So it has taken some time, and but I feel, as I said before, it is the right time. I've been very fortunate when I set out, as I say, not to be a career politician. I set out to just do whatever job I was asked, and I've been very fortunate to do a number of different roles in my political life, and it's been a privilege and an honour to do so. So I've been very fortunate, as I say, to do the roles that I have been doing, I've done, and so as I say, it just seems the right time.
And you mentioned 15 years you've been in politics on the Isle of Man. We'll go back to your MHK days soon. But first of all, let's look at the last 5 years in your role as president of Tynwald. You took over, of course, from former president Steve Roden. How have you found the last 5 years? Did they live up to the expectations that you had at the time, or have new challenges appeared that you weren't aware of or weren't expecting?
Well, making that transition took a bit of time, in fairness. And the timing, I think, the way the election occurs as the last sitting of Tynwald before a general election for MHKs is the right time. But it is an adjustment. It's a different role, different responsibilities, and you really have to ensure that you remove yourself from those policy areas and decision making, and act impartial at all times. And as I say, of course, you have your own personal opinions and so forth. Some will be on record, etc. But you must ensure that you maintain that impartiality. That's very, very important going forward. So yes, it was an adjustment initially, and but once you're sort of in the swing of it, it is, literally week to week, and there's always a lot of issues that that go on, and many of them don't necessarily always come on the floor of Tynwald or in Ledgecoh, or even House of Keys for that matter.
There's a lot of ceremony, of course, a lot of tradition rooted in the role. The role itself, how do you think it should be perceived by the public of the Isle of Man? Do you still stand for it? You think it should continue in the way it is?
Well, I would say it should be respected and valued. And obviously, having served in the role, I would have a different perspective. But looking from the outside, people will ask, well, what does it mean? What's the role responsible for? But you really do need to have somebody who is impartial in the chair, presiding over sittings. And when it is impartial, that means, it's being fair to government, fair to backbenchers, and fair to all the members that are in that in the highest court, Tynwald Court. So very important to respect that. So, but the role itself, whilst I fully respect tradition, it really needs to be understood that this has had constitutional change. It was only in 1990 that the actual role was created, when Sir Charles Carruth took the very first presidency. So in essence, I'm only the fifth person to actually have this role. So it's relatively new in its context as president of Tynwald and elected by the members of Tynwald.
And now, in this release, you have indicated that this is your retirement from political office. You'll remain active in Ireland life. Can we take it from that you're not stepping away from the presidency in order to seek re-election as an MHK in Rushen?
Thank you for that. I'm more than happy to clarify that. I won't be standing for MHK. That is correct.
And so, like you say, this is 15 years, a 15-year life in politics on the Isle of Man that you'll be saying goodbye to this summer. What are your highlights? I mean, you've been MHK, you've been Minister for the Department of Infrastructure, Enterprise during that time. When you think back, what are the standout moments?
I haven't really reflected that closely at this particular point, but I will say that in politics there are highs, there are lows. It is challenging, but it is probably, I would suggest, an equal measure rewarding. And only today I just bumped into a former constituent and had a really nice chat with him. And it's very often it is those individuals that you have the interaction with, whether they're known to you or not, that cross your path in your political life that can, as I say, make the job very rewarding. But it is equally challenging, I would suggest. And obviously, the period of COVID is a standout moment, of course, because what we endured through that particular that period, and I would suggest, you know, we came out of it as an island in very good shape, really. So that would, you know, that would one thing that just jumped out, because it was an extended period. It might seem a lifetime ago now, but when we were there, living it day in, day out, having to make decisions in a very rapid fashion in a chaotic environment from what we were hearing from across the water, etc. It was quite a momentous period. But there are other jobs that you do. Being chair of the Arts Council was a real pleasure. Chair of the planning committee, which I was there for a year, I would say is one of the most important jobs I've done in terms of learning your political spurs, because when you're in that chair, you cannot hide from making a decision. You absolutely must make a decision. And therefore, if you're going to make a decision, you must do your homework and understand what the pros and cons there are. So, as I say, and obviously I was in an enterprise there for an extended period and really enjoyed that role too. So yes, there's lots of jobs and roles there that I've been very, very fortunate to be involved with.
Lots of ground to cover and lots to think back on as well. And I'm sure we'll catch up with you a bit later in the summer when you've had some more time to reflect. just for now, just remind us then what happens next in terms of choosing the next president of Tynwald.
So that job that falls on the members of Tynwald. So the very last sitting of this administration, which is in July, July the 21st, I believe is the date, the first order of business will be to elect a new president for the next 5 years. So that will be the order of the first order of the day. And so we will see who the members of Tynwald wish to vote for. So good luck to those who are thinking of standing.
And for yourself, after that date, Mrs. Skelly, what does life have on the cards for you? You're going to be continuing island life, as it were, supporting various organisations on the island as well.
Yes, I will. So there's a couple of family businesses my wife and daughter have that I'll be able to spend a little bit more time in, giving them a bit more support. There's a heritage project which I do want to sort of get involved with that we'll be hearing more about in due course. That I'm involved with various charitable organisations too. So yes, it will be very active. So I want to make that very clear. I'm not retiring entirely. I will have plenty to keep me busy, I can assure you.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.